My name is BT Tao, and I recently spent a week in the Atlas Mountains of Morocco where I met an Amazigh woman named Fatim Zada, who kindly sat down with me to talk about what life is like for girls and women in this area. Here is the rest of that conversation.
You're like quite an outlier in that you work, you're very independent, mm-hmm. you make your own money, and so that's unusual for the girls to
see. Exactly, yeah. Most of the girls, when you was walking, you see them how they... half of them think that I'm with you. I'm from maybe I don't know where. Mm. But then the other half, they're really surprised, like the one that we see today. Mm. Like they have a lot of questions inside their minds, and you know, they was looking at me like weird. You say, wow, what this girl doing here? Mm. For what she's here? She's Moroccan, mm. so she's Amazigh. What she do here? Her place is house, you know. Mm. But I was answering about them questions and talk with them, chit-chat with them. It was so good. But as I told you this morning, it's broken my heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I've also witnessed over the past week traveling with you how much love there is between you and other Amazigh women, and how some women command a lot of respect in their communities.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So what do you love about being an Amazigh woman?
I love about being a Amazigh woman. We are very brave.
Mm-hmm.
Even the obstacles that we have in our society and our world, I'm very brave. As I said, strong and free. Because I show you our symbol. It's free men. So we are all of us Amazigh people. We are free, and we have enough power to mm-hmm. be one day to be something big in this world, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, especially mm-hmm. Amazigh women. And you see how even they are not educated, they are smart.
Mm.
They make, just in a small example, they are artists by heart. Like they make a lot of beautiful rugs, and they use just the imagination. They never go to school. They never know how just to hold a pen.
Mm.
And do you see the beauty of the carpets that they make? Mm. So I'm so glad to be Amazigh.
So do you think that the women in the cities, like, it's quite different for them accessing education and work?
Yeah, it for sure. They are. There is a huge difference between the ladies who live in the city and the ladies who live in the mountains, or Amazigh people in general, because they have more opportunities to finish the school, having experiences. They work.
How do men view that women that work?
To be honest, as I told you, like if they are in the city, it's normal. There is a lot of women who are working and having family, creating a little family, and it's okay. But in the Amazigh society, or the people who live in a village, it's not normal anymore. The right place for a woman is her house, take care of the babies and stay in home, and the man, he always working outside and making money and make the life easy for the woman and the children. So I know some examples that girls are working, and they are in the right for them it's the right age to get married, but the man asked them to get married and stay home if they want.
They have to give up their work.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if they are not, so they will not. No one will accept that.
Mm-hmm.
Especially as I told you in the villages.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
No, thank you.
Yeah, I hope that we're gonna meet as soon as possible, inshallah. If you come back here in Morocco. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for listening to my chat with Fatim Zada, an Amazigh woman from Morocco, speaking with me about the life and challenges of women and girls in the remote parts of the Atlas Mountains. If you want to hear the full conversation, including part one, you can listen back on 2ser.com.